Back in Jonesboro as we get ready to get the second half underway, the Hurricane to kick off. Garrett Childers has put two in the end zone tonight. And this one is going to reach the end zone as well. So the Bombers will start at their own 20-yard line.
What do the guys go out and bow at each other?
That's a little odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Those are the two kickers.
That explains it.
Kickers are usually a different breed.
They wear their own color shoes, and they got their own pregame warm-up, which is fine. You know, but I've never seen that. One of them actually runs out the other one. They bow to each other.
They do. That is a little different.
I've never seen that.
No? First and 10 here for Mountain Home from their own 20-yard line. Here's a handoff to the motion man, and boy, nothing there for Brad Liddy.
That was that deep motion handoff, and it's just like giving it to the eye. Boy, it takes a little long to develop, and, well, Jonesburg just, they closed down on that pretty quickly.
Second and 10 coming up here for the Hurricane. For the Bombers, rather.
We talk about how big and quick they are, but you can't imagine it unless you see it. When you see number 91, 260 pounds or whatever he is, it moves as quick. His first step quickness getting up the field in that gap right there is just unbelievable.
Second and 10 for Mountain Home from the 20. The option, the ball kept by McKay, tries to turn it upfield, and he's going to be dropped after a gain of just one.
Boy, if we could have got a block at the line of scrimmage, we got a pancake block on the safety back there, and he'll have been gone for a long ways.
Third and 9 here for Mountain Home. Opening drive of the second half. Jonesboro leads it 28-0. Splitting out wide to the left side is Caden Williams. I formation here for Mountain Home with two receivers on the left side and a flag. Did somebody line up in the neutral zone? I believe they
somebody
did.
Somebody had to.
And no indication on it's against Jonesboro. So Mountain Home will get 5 free yards. Jonesboro penalized 5 times for 45 yards tonight. 10:36 left third quarter. Bombers down 28-0. Third down play. The ball fumbled, and McKay's going to fall on it. He tried to give it to Junior and pull it back, and when he did, he lost the handle on it, and it's a loss of one back to the 25.
Well, and he had to pull it back too quick because they got penetration again. Once again, those defensive tackles lined up in those gaps right there are just coming up the field, and it's tough to slow them down.
So fourth and 5, Mountain Home will have to punt the football away. McKay in to punt. Trace Rick is the snapper for Mountain Home, the deep snapper. Good snap. Kick away down the middle part of the field. And bounces inside the 50, 45, and down at the 41-yard line. So that's where Jonesboro will have their first possession of the second half, leading 28-0.
You know, I really don't understand Jonesboro's philosophy either. I mean, they're not going to return the kick. They're not really trying to block it.
Yeah, if you're not going to have anybody back, why don't you come after it?
Yes, come after it.
Yep. So the 41-yard line is where Jonesboro will have the ball. It'll be Tyson Williams in the quarterback here for the Hurricane. Three receivers to the right side. Daniels in the backfield. Williams all day, fires it across the middle, it's intercepted. His third pick of the season, and intercepting for Mountain Home is Hunter Shod, his first pick of the year. And Mountain Home gets the first turnover of the night.
Boy, and he stared down at the receiver. Good guy, good job by Hunter, reading the quarterback's eyes and getting to the football. And the quarterback's talking to the receiver like he ran the wrong route. expecting him to do something else, but he threw it right into Hunter's chest.
So the ball is going to be spotted at the Mountain Home 49-yard line as the Bombers get it back. Good field position. Let's see if they can take advantage of this turnover. Two receivers on the left side working out of the I formation. Motion to the top side. The handoff inside. This is Winfield. He's going to take it just across the 50, gain of about a yard, maybe a yard and a half on the play.
Well, Jonesboro, we keep saying that they're just crowding the inside of the line of scrimmage, daring you to run outside, but they've got such good speed on the perimeter, it's just impossible to do.
Gain of one on the play, so second and nine coming up here with 9:16 left in the third quarter. Again, the Bombers will have two receivers on the left side working out of the eye. Ball is handed off to Hunter, to Junior Williams. And Junior is going to pull his way inside the 45, down to the 44. He picks up six.
Well, that's just the wide version right there, the old outside veer looking right there. And you get Junior out there with a little space. He's hard to bring down. Even those big linemen having a hard time bringing him down with.
So it's going to be third down at about three here for Mountain Home. At the Jonesboro 44, they got to get inside the 41 to move the chains. So it's about three and a half here, almost four. Out of the eye once again. Peters in at fullback. He gets the handoff. He is going to be very close, maybe a half yard shy here.
He's going to be a little shy, I believe.
They're going to mark him inside the 42. At about the 41 and a half, so he's about a yard shy. You got to get to about the 40 and a half. He's at the 41 and a half. So fourth and a yard coming up here for Mountain Home.
Fourth down and one.
Junior Williams back in. Peters goes out. Nice run by Riley there. Big fourth down for this Bomber offense. Can they convert? Fourth and one. They don't have to. They just got a free 5 yards offsides Jonesboro. They just jumped across.
Well, they did. Jonesboro's trying to hit those gaps so hard they anticipate the count. And if you change it any at all, or and 91, you know, he's been in our backfield with penetration most of the night. Good job by Tom with the offensive line holding the water in there and letting him jump off sides.
That was Kevin Painter. Boy, what a player he is. But he was too quick that time.
Now, big Noah Gatlin back in.
First down, Mountain Home. Oh, 2 men in motion, and man, that's going to bring this one back. Both running backs were in motion, each running towards the middle part of the field. Now, the play wound up for about a 3-4 yard gain, but. Jonesboro will take the penalty instead of moving Mountain Home back to the 42. So first and 15 coming up for the Bombers. Four penalties for 40 yards against Mountain Home.
See, those are the kind of penalties that you take a 4 yard gain off the book, and it's a 5 yard penalty that it just unforced penalties.
Handoff is given to Junior Williams. Junior inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line. He's going to pick up 10. And one of the Hurricane players is shaken up. That is number 33, the corner, Mitchell, who's had a big game tonight.
He tried to tackle Junior low, and well, I think he caught a knee or a thigh to his shoulder.
Well, they tend to him. We'll take a break. 6:54 left in the third. Jonesboro up 28-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
What if I told you you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of four-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. No matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you. But here's the thing. You've got to apply. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss out on 100% of the scholarships you don't apply for. Go to college. Save money. Apply at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
Well, they get Mitchell helped off the field, walks off the field under his own power. He just got bowled over by Junior Williams. Second down and 5 here for Mountain Home from the 32. Ball is kept by the quarterback this time, and turning it upfield is McKay. And McKay is going to take it to about the 27. He's close to a first down here.
He did a good job that time riding the ball up into Junior. Junior's hip took it off of it and got around the corner and broke a couple of arm tackles to make that game, Brad. So it's going to be third and very, very short.
Third and just not even half a yard here. Goes as a 4-yard gain officially. Third and inches here for Mountain Home. McKay gives it to Junior Williams. He's got the first down inside the 25, down to the 23, picks up 5. He needed just about a half yard.
Well, it continues to be a good play for us when we catch him in that nose and when that defense, where they've got the center covered up, and we can get that off tackle a little bit on that bubble, just a hole or so wider than normal.
So working at the 23-yard line from the near hash, first down, Mountain Home. 7 first downs for the Bombers, 13 for Jonesboro tonight. McKay will keep it on that read play, trying to get to the corner, and he is tripped up at the 20, down to the 19-yard line, a gain of 4.
Once again, stretch him up, ran to the wide side of the field, and show what speed they got. That was a defensive end that ran him down, made the tackle right there.
Goodness. Jacarvis Anderson, yes. We talked about him. ASU's already offered him.
And he was on the backside.
That's amazing. Second down here for Mountain Home, second and about 6 for the Bombers. Ball is fumbled as they try to give it to Junior Williams. McKay couldn't get back to it, and let's see who has it. Nobody's celebrating yet. Now Jonesboro is. They come up with the football. Turnover, first of the night by Mountain Home.
Well, that was a nice right there.
It was. It stalls out at the 20-yard line with the fumble. So Jonesboro takes over at the 20. Haycock in at quarterback, fires the left side, is complete. Flag on the play, back of the line of scrimmage.
I think they're going to say there's a lineman downfield that time.
Pass was complete to Lutz that time.
Maybe not.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe I'll go downfield. I thought big 74, and that's the big.
That's Darius Thomas,
yes,
right tackle.
He was downfield just a little quick.
So that backs Jonesboro back up to the 15. That is 7 penalties for 55 yards against the Hurricane. First and 15 for Jonesboro. Williams in a quarterback now. He will keep it on the read play. Spins away from one defender, across the 25. Battles his way out to the 31. He's got a first down run. It was first and 15. He gets 16.
Well, that was just a good job. The big boy that jumped off sides a while ago did a good job of caving down the defensive front. And there's just, once again, linebackers have to go with that fake and the quarterback pulls it and just steps around that corner and nobody there.
Aycock back in a quarterback now. Two receivers on each side here for the Hurricane. Low snap, scoops it up, runs out of the pocket, left side, brings it back to the right side of the field. One of the receivers out blocking for him, and he's going to be tackled at the 49-yard line, a pickup of 18 on the play. 15 first downs on the night now for Jonesboro.
Showed his elusiveness right there. Once again, you know, wears on you chasing those guys down all night long. Tails in your in the pursuit. I mean, there's just not much you can do about that.
Fresh set of downs here for the Hurricane with Williams back in a quarterback. These two alternating pretty much every play. Williams, the three-step drop, looking long down the right sideline. Nice tight spiral. It's incomplete. Ball was intended that time for Deshaun Fountain.
Just good coverage, Brad Liddy. We're up there with him. Threw the ball just a little bit too far to the sidelines. Carried it out of bounds. Wasn't a chance to make that catch.
So second and 10, the ball at the 50-yard line. Trips to the left side for the Hurricane on second and 10. Aycock will hand it off this time. Straight up the middle is Daniel Johnson. Johnson, a first down run. Rolls over a tackler at the 35-yard line and stays on his feet down to about the 33. A pickup of 17 on the carry for Daniel Johnson.
Well, they've done that several times tonight. Brad has put those receivers way out there and spread the field out and let those big linemen get on us one-on-one and you know, those guys are good blockers. I mean, you got Division I prospects out there that are doing a pretty good job blocking for the running back.
They are. So first down for the Hurricane. Williams still in a quarterback now with trips to the left side. And the ball kept on that quarterback read. And Williams is going to be pummeled at the 31-yard line after a 2-yard gain.
That's a good job. I tell him, I think it was Kraft again staying at home right there, not falling for the fake and making that quarterback tackle with a lot of help.
So second down and 8 coming up here for the Hurricane. Aycock coming back onto the field. Out of the pistol, he wants to pass.
Good job.
Flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his right, directing traffic. Finds a receiver, and the ball is dropped. That's Jamarcus Bibbs, the running back, who drops it, hit him right in the hands.
Well, that's good defensive coverage that time. All the receivers covered up downfield. He wanted to go short to the running back out of the backfield, but we had him double covered. The only way he got the ball off was put the ball down like he was going to run. Defenders came up and he tried to throw it, just couldn't complete it.
Southside continues to lead Conway 20-14. Wow.
That's an up and out team right there, Conway.
Yeah.
You just don't know which one's going to show up.
Well, they blasted this Jonesboro team
yes,
2 weeks ago. Blew them out 49-18. Third and 8 for the Hurricane. Williams stands in the pocket. Now he's going to be flushed. He's going to run. He's got a first down. He's at the 20. And still driving his feet and battles all the way down to the 11-yard line. It's a 20-yard run. Make it the 16. It's a 15-yard run.
Well, that's just you see that on Saturday all year long when you got a quarterback that can run and you spread the field and you get protection and the receivers run people off. It's tough to account for that quarterback.
You know, a lot of times you see a two-quarterback system. It's because you really don't have one. They've got two legitimate quarterbacks here at Jonesboro.
They've got two. I mean, you know, and it'd be a crime not to let both of them play or not let both of them get on the field.
Aycock in here right now. He's going to keep it on that read play. He's inside the 10, on his feet at the 5, and diving. He's down at the 1-yard line. It's going to be first and goal coming up for the Hurricane. He picks up 15.
Once again, he's a bigger quarterback, not quite the quickness of what's the other
Williams.
Williams, but, boy, he stands. He's got a great pocket presence.
Aycock will head out, and Williams comes in now. First and goal here for the Hurricane. Bibbs is the running back here for Jonesboro with 1:26 left in the third. Williams will keep it, and he's in. Touchdown, Jonesboro.
Boy, just another good play. We missed the tackle right there about the 1-yard line, and just
a 1-yard touchdown run for Tyson Williams with 1:14 left in this third quarter. Now the extra point attempt. Is up, and it is good. And that means the mercy rule has been invoked now. With 1:14 to play, Jonesboro leads it 35-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
A man has a 1 in 7 chance of developing prostate cancer during his lifetime. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation announces that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Stay in the game! The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information about free screening locations in September, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Well, another kickoff into the end zone by Jonesboro's Garrett Childers. And Colin Crawford, who does the field goals and extra points, they come out and they just kind of bow to each other after the kickoff. That's interesting, yeah. So Mount Holmes going to have it at the 20-yard line, down by 35, and there's 1:14 left in this third quarter. Rest of the second half will be quick with the running clock. Starter still out there defensively for Jonesboro. We'll see how much longer they want to go. I'm sure they'd like to try to keep the shutout intact.
I'm surprised there wasn't a flag right there because we were never set. We had people going down into a stance when they snapped the ball.
A carry by Matt Dahl out to the 21, a 1-yard gain. Second and 9 here for the Bombers. McKay ready as he gets under center. The ball kept by McKay on that replay. He's got some room. He's across the 25, across the 30, 35, and down to the 38-yard line. First down, Mountain Home.
Boy, got a good block on the corner right there, and that's what we've been looking for on that play all night long. And, you know, that starting quarterback, cornerback with Jonesboro is out right now. Got hurt. I don't know if he's.
Yeah, he's still out. I see him walking on the sideline over here. No, that's 13. 33 was the starting corner.
Yeah,
he's not out there right now. That's First down for Mountain Home, their eighth of the evening. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line after the 18-yard pickup by McKay. McKay gives it straight handoff to Winfield, right side. He's going to go to the 40, and that is a one-yard gain in the last play of the third quarter. At the end of three, Jonesboro leads it 35-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.